I'm really excited. It's a great week at Ivy Tech.
It is, and a big, big event tonight. The first home game for the O'Bannon Institute, as you have everybody on campus. I'm sorry about the rain today. I'll blame Keith for that. But let us know what's happening tonight and why you're excited.
Well, first of all, the rain, I welcome the rain. It's music to my sinuses, and I'm sure everybody else in the community that has allergies. So rain, it's okay. As long as it's nice and shiny and bright tomorrow. But today is our very first O'Bannon event on our campus, like you said, home field advantage. It's informatics and all of that. It's just a space, and we cannot wait tonight to hear Presidential Medal of Honor or Medal of Freedom recipient Lee Hamilton speak and present, as well as our Youth Leadership Academy. All of our students in our middle school Youth Leadership Academy groups, they'll be there, too, to present what they've been working on all year. So really exciting event tonight.
How many folks are you expecting, Jenny, just to give people the scope of the size of this?
We are well over 350 people, and that's about as many people as we can fit in Shreve Hall for an event like this on, rounds of tables of eight. So it's going to be filled to the brim.
Jenny, we had an event last night, but even before last night's event, some amazingly good news for Ivy Tech.
This is the week of O'Bannon, isn't it?
Well, there's so much neat stuff about our people. Go ahead, Jenny.
It's so great. Okay, so last night we did have our Civic Engagement Awards event. And before we go into that, I do want to talk about Tuesday night. I was up in Indianapolis with one of our stellar faculty members in the biotechnology program, Sarah Cote. And this was an event to celebrate all of the top faculty members for each region. So every region was able to nominate a faculty member to become the presidential award winner. And each of those faculty members from across the state, amazing. They got to have a video, tell their story. It was just amazing. But they only chose one person for the actual president's award statewide, and that was our very own Sarah Cote, again, in biotechnology. And, we've only been a region for Ivy Tech Community College. We were a sister region or sister campus for Columbus for many, many years. And we've been a region for about 14 years. And in that time, we have won two of those. So Dr. Larry Swofford won, and he is in radiation therapy and the dean of School of Health Sciences. About 4 years ago, he won that award. And then Tuesday night, we got to celebrate with Sarah. And Sarah's 7-year-old son was there, Nicholas, and her husband, Ken. So it started Tuesday, and that was a blast.
Now, last night was saluting the people on the faculty, staff, and students who do great work on what we call civic engagement. Talk about that.
Right. It was our Civic Engagement Awards again at Shreve Hall on campus. It was so much fun. So we celebrate all that our faculty, staff, our students, and then also what our community partners do with us. And so we awarded a number of civic engagement awards, one for excellence in service learning, went to one of our faculty members, Emily Bobo, a faculty staff excellence in volunteerism award, a faculty member, Amber Celestine, a full-time, and then a part-time, Dr. Joel Stallman. We had two student awards, and these are two outstanding students. I could go on and on. I could have a show for each of them, the things they do in our community and what they do at our campus and what they do inside the classroom. Traversa Borelli and Marianne Cox, and they're both graduating, both received service learning awards, just phenomenal. Our partner awards went to the Monroe County School Corp, specifically to the Fairview Arts Infusion Awards. It was great to see them there and get that award. And then our friends, of course, at Duke Energy, Bruce Calloway, and all the things that he has done for us and for our campus. And then the final award was a John R. Weikart Civic Engagement Award, and John Weikart was on campus, Chancellor Emeritus, to present that award to one of our stellar faculty members, Annie Gray. So just a great, great, great night last night. It was a blast.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, who is the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, I know you haven't had a chance to see the paper yet, but there's a little editorial in there about the O'Bannon Institute and it being on our campus for the first time. But they're also talking about what's going to happen tomorrow. And there's a line in here I want to read it to you because it says, but the second day of the event is different from years past, and it could be a difference maker for a lot of people. And that's tomorrow, where us and our community partners will be going out into the community and volunteering and doing amazing things. And do you know what the number of volunteer hours for tomorrow is yet?
Tomorrow's hours are over 1,200 total hours in a 24-hour period. We've got a number of course, faculty, staff, and students that have signed up for a variety of different projects that we have out there, slated out there and organized. We have 13 organizations within our service area. Just so proud. You know, again, Duke Energy, FC Tucker Chamber, RBB School Corporation, Smithfield Fiber, Sterling Real Estate, TOSIS, Bloom Magazine, the Rotary, Bloomington Rotary. These are people that are joining us and want to help us reach that over 1,000 hours of volunteering in our community. It's something new we were doing. We threw out that 1,000 hours. We knew we could make it, especially with our partners in the community. And we are going to be all over the place. We're going to be wearing our O'Bannon T-shirts. You know, it's just, we're so excited. Can't believe that we're doing this. And I think tonight I'm going to be able to announce that dollar figure and what that means giving back into the community, the number of hours of volunteers.
Well, it's a huge number. And then to kick off the event tomorrow, Judy O'Bannon will be there. There'll be a little bit of a breakfast to get them fired up to get out into the community.
Well, you need a full stomach if you want to properly
That's
volunteer.
Right.
And Jenny, there's still opportunities for people listening right now to get involved.
That's exactly right. You can call us on campus. You can go to the Ivy Tech / O'Bannon website to sign up. You could just show up tomorrow morning at 8:30 on our main campus on Daniels Way, again in Tree Hall. Judy's going to be there again, like you said, to kick it all off and get us all excited to go out and really, what does it mean to be a participant in your community and giving back to the community and getting us going so that we can go to all of our different projects. And you can sign up there, you can get your T-shirt there, and we can include you in our hours.
Now, I know, Jenny, you're running on adrenaline right now, but you've got some lieutenants that have been doing amazing work to make all this happen from your staff.
Absolutely. You know, I have the best team in the whole wide world. We've been a solid team for many years together. But hats off to the entire facilities team, you know, for all the things that they do. They never complain. They actually give me some great ideas about different things. It was Ty Bryles of facilities was one that said, hey, you know, why don't we put our school flags up in Tree Ball? Boom, there you go. Excellent an idea. But I couldn't be doing all the things that I do, Keith, without you, without Tina Phelps, my assistant, without Jennifer Daly Mantha, without Chelsea Root Emick, without Sam DeWeese, and all of the O'Bannon Institute team that puts everything together and just lets me show up when I need to show up and just makes things so smooth. I just said the greatest team in the world.
Well, you deflect the credit, but it's been an amazing. And you're going on, you got an anniversary coming up, Jenny.
An anniversary personally or for Ivy Tech?
As chancellor.
That's right. Actually, it was 2 years ago during O'Bannon that I was announced as chancellor of the Bloomington campus. It'll be 2 years, effective May 1st, and I can't believe it seems like...
What do you get someone for their second anniversary?
I don't know.
A vacation.
I don't know.
Well, after this week, it's
the president of the college.
Sounds like it. Well, you got a brand new campus.
Right?
That helps out, too.
That helps out big time, yes.
Well, hey, we know you're super busy. We appreciate your time. You're going to have your feet up on Saturday. Just make it Sunday. Sunday's going to be 81 and sunshine. So just get out and enjoy that. We hope your allergies quit bothering you.
I know. Me too.
And best of luck on everything going out there. It's great to be able to show that off and have, again, the volunteer hours and everything else that goes with that. You got finals coming up here around the corner just a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It's all.
I'm not taking any classes. I don't have to take any finals.
Right. You just have to make
life
sure.
Life is a final.
Make sure those doors are unlocked, right? Hey,
that's exactly right.
We appreciate
another
your
two
time.
Weeks.
Good luck tonight. Have fun with it. Make sure that everything's bright and shiny. I know you guys will, and it's an exciting time out there at Ivy Tech.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll get caught up next Thursday. That'll be the final final Thursday of April, and before you know it, it'll be May, and before you know it, it'll be summertime.
That's right. Perfect.
Enjoy it. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.